Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Beis. Today we begin the adventure of Perek Elu Trefos, or Perek Ve'elu Trefos, actually two different Gersaos, but this is the Perek that deals with Trefos. So this Perek requires its own introduction before we get into some of the details of the daf. What the daf is going to cover today is that the Mishnah is going to list the different types of Trefos that you have in an animal. The Gemara is going to discuss the source in the Torah for the two major shitos of whether trefa chaya or trefa ena chaya, where each one gets their daya, gets their opinion from in the Torah. Then the Gemara is going to mention the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel holds that there are shmona esrei trefos shenem rula Moshe Misina, that there are 18 different trefos. So the entire Amud Beis is going to be challenging that number, because it seems that we have four more in Mishnayos that are not amongst the 18, and we have seven more that are Shmuos. There are Shev Shmeitza, seven Shmuos, seven statements of Amaroim of additional trefos that are not amongst those 18. So the Gemara is just going to try to work out the number that Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel has. But as we said, a little bit of introduction is necessary to this parak. We're going to discuss the Isra of eating a trefah, which is based in the Torah. Pasuk says, Ubasar basad the trefah lo sochelu. The Pasuk is talking about where an animal attacks another animal and tears it apart, and that's what makes it a trefah. But the point is, Rashi points out, and the Rambam points out in Machlokes Rosh Perek Daled, that any time that an animal suffers from an ailment that is similar to the kind of ailment that would happen when it would be attacked by another animal, that too would make it a trefa. The part that it's actually attacked is not necessary in order for an animal to be a trefa. So any time it has one of these trefas, and we assume, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, but we assume la halacha, it means that it's unable to live, that the animal is not going to be able to live as a result of this trefa. It's not going to be able to live for 12 months. So the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rambam, all paskin trefa eina chaya, that a trefa will not be able to live more than 12 months, which leads to a whole discussion. So that's going to be, so again, if it can't live more than 12 months, that's going to be a trefa. There's a whole discussion in Achronim that nowadays many of these trefos are able to live way more than 12 months. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where Rav Moshe writes that people with these trefos live past gvuros, they live more than 80 years old. Rav Moshe writes in Chosh Mishpah Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Gimel, Eben Ezra Chelik Beis Siman Gimel, Yerodeah Chelik Gimel Siman Lamed Vav. He discusses this in a number of places, and a lot of times we're able to perform surgeries and procedures that allow people to live for a very long time after they already become a trefa, or animals to live a very long time after they become a trefa. But he says nevertheless, the Torah is not someich on the Chachmei Harofim. Whatever was true at the time of Matan Torah as a trefa remains the halacha eternally. That is always going to be the halacha of what a trefa is. So the metzius is not going to change the halacha. Chaznish also talks about this in Yerodei Simen Hei Oz Gimel, that the halacha of what is and is not considered a trefa is not really dependent on how long nowadays, using current medicine, an animal or a person is able to live. So once an animal is a trefa, even if you give it a kasher shechita, you're not going to be allowed to eat it. And if you eat a kazayis from a trefa, you violate a los hasei. So if you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv malchus. A trefa is, however, mutar ba'na. The pasuk says lekelo tashlichno so, and therefore lechadchila, that's the best thing to do, is to throw it to the dogs. But strictly speaking, it's mutar ba'na. One is allowed to get hana from a trefa. The Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph is going to list that there are shmona mine trefos that are nemru l'moshe misinai. So we have different numbers. We have 8, we have 18 that we're going to have in today's daf of Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah is going to list, and it's going to be a different number, and we have all sorts of different numbers of trefos, but the Gemara is going to say that there are 8 that are nemru l'moshe misinai. Drus and Nekuv and Chaser and Netula, a whole bunch of different mine trefos. So you have to assume that the 8 are like avos, and everything else is toldos, that there are 8 categories of trefa, and then there are many examples of trefa within those 8 basic categories. but we'll get to those eight tomorrow. So if a behema is sick with any other illness, even if it's going to die, that is not called the trefa. Meaning, even if a behema is holding by the end and it looks like it's going to die, we don't call that a trefa. We call that a mesukenes. And mesukenes, we discussed that as long as it's mefarches at the time of shechita, it's going to be kosher. Nevertheless, we also learned the Gemara in Lamed Zayin and Beis that the Gedolei HaChachamim wouldn't eat behema that was a mesukenes either, and that's according to Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. And nowadays, it's not considered yuara for even people who are not Gedolei HaChachamim to avoid eating a behema misukenes, a behema that there was a shaila that came up about, and it's something that's tali b'svara, so that's something that's horaba chacham. So we said a bal nefesh doesn't eat from something that was horaba chacham. But if the chacham was matir based on the Kabbalah merabosav, then it's mutter, and we're not going to be machmir about that at all. But again, that is not in the category of trefa. Now, every behema chayva oaf is assumed to be healthy and does not require bedika. You don't have to look for trefos in the animals except for the trefos of the lungs. That's the only part where you have to actually check for trefos. Otherwise, we assume that it has a chazaka, that it was perfectly fine, and you don't have to go looking for problems. Now, what happens if you didn't look for problems, so you ate the meat, and then afterwards you find that it was a trefa? So in the Chubas Panamiris, Chelik Beis, in Mamal, he points out what lechor is obvious, that is called an onus, and you don't need kapara for that, because you were totally ba'onus, you did what the halacha required of you, this court in the Pischei Chuv and Simul Chavtes, and therefore one does not require kapara. However, the Kaf HaChaim writes that you should do something with kapara, because at the end of the day, you did eat from an animal that was a trefa. But if you didn't check the lung, or there was some sort of reyusa, that there was some sort of red flag that really would have told you that really this, there might be a problem here, and this requires bedika, and you didn't, and you eat, and it turns out that the animal's a trefa, then certainly you need kapara, because then you didn't even fulfill the takanas chachamim of checking for trefa. So again, when do you check for trefa? Either a trefa in the lung, or when there's any sort of reyusa that would lead you to believe that there would be a problem over there, then you have to check for a trefa. Why is it that the lungs have to be checked? So this is a discussion in Rishonim. Rashi, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, all paskin that of course you have to check the lungs, but the reason given, Rashi, in a couple of places, Rashi writes that it's because they're very common. It's a davra matzui, so you have to check it lechadchila. We assume that when it's a mira matzui, in general, in all of halacha, not only in trefos, whenever something is a common enough thing, even though it's a miut, so Mishkanes Yaakov famously quantifies mira matzui as 10%, so if there's a 10% incidence of problems, even though that's a miut, but it's a common enough miut that it requires checking, so that's Shitas Rashi when it comes to checking the lungs, that it's a common enough miut that requires checking. So that applies in all of halacha. To have to check a suit for shatness. So if the shatness checkers tell you that brand of suit never ever has shatness, they've seen 1,000 of them and never have shatness, so that's a miyuchei namatsui. It doesn't, or even if it's 1 in 1,000, a miyuchei namatsui, a mikradin, does not require checking. You only have to look for problems when you have checking for bugs and vegetables. So if it's a kind of vegetable that's never ever infested, you don't have to go checking the insides of all your red peppers, let's say, for cucumbers for bugs. Why not? Is it not possible that there's a bug in a red pepper or a cucumber? Of course it's possible, but it's a miyuchei namatsui. It's something that's so uncommon. If it's a mira matsui, then there's a requirement to look for problems. So that is Shitas Rashi when it comes to the lungs. However, the Rashban, Daf Tesam Aleph, quotes two other reasons in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. First of all, he says that the sirchos are immediately recognizable, and therefore, when it comes to eating the lungs, you're probably going to realize that they're there. So we say, better do the bedika right after the shechita before you start eating, because you're going to be eating away at the meat of the animal. You're going to get to the lungs, and then you say, you're going to see it. I mean, by the other trefas, you'll never come across them. You're never going to see them. So you can ignore them, because even if they're there, you're not going to have that moment where you see that they are trefas and you've already eaten from it. But by the lungs, you're likely to find it after you begin eating, so better to find it before you begin eating. That's one day of Rabbeinu Yonah. The other day of Rabbeinu Yonah says is that as soon as you open up the animal, it just stares you in the face. So it's so you now let it be malim ayin mina iser. If it's right there in front of you in your face, you have to look at it. You can't close your eyes to it. So it would turn out a big nafkamina between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yonah if you were to find another trefa that is matsui, so according to Rashi, you would have to do a bdika. I mean, if something happens that all of a sudden we find that there's another trefa that's very common in animals, so then Rashi would say you need to do bdika because it all depends on being matsui. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Tshuva Space of Rai, he points out that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you wouldn't have to do because it's not staring you in the face. You're not being malam ayin mehen. Nor will you come across it when you happen to be eating. If an animal is a suffix trefa, so there's a way to be bodek if you're not sure. So if an animal is a vadei trefa, this bedika doesn't help. There's nothing that could help. If you know it's a trefa, the halacha doesn't change. But if it's a suffix trefa, you can let the animal live for 12 months and see if it survives. If it survives for 12 months, then that's a raya. The Gemara is going to send up in the Zayin, and that's passing by the Rambam, Perkir Alef Halach Alef, that's a raya that it's not a trefa, because a trefa doesn't live for more than Shnei Masar Chodesh. So there's actually an interesting discussion in Poskim, and what if it's like this year, it's a leap year, so is it Shnei Masar Chodesh, or is it 1 year, that we want it to go through all the seasons, so it needs to go through a full year. So some say that a Shadim Uberes, the Torah Schatas writes, and the Shach quotes in Siman and Zayin Sifkat Mem Gimel, Prim Gadim as well, that it's that you would need to wait 13 months, and it's not enough to have 12 months. However, the Pri Chadash and the Pri Tawar assume that 12 months is always going to be okay. You never need 13 months. So some say that Bizman Hazeh, the Rama writes that Bizman Hazeh, we're not Bekiyim in the Bedika of Trefos, and therefore anything that has a Reyesa, we ask her right away. We don't do this Bedika anymore, Bizman Hazeh. However, the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber holds that even Bizman Hazeh, we do this Bedika. So normally you would say that Sfardim can let it live for 12 months and see what happens, and Ashkenazim cannot, because Machlok is Mechaber Rama. Prima Gadim says, no, nowadays everyone holds like the Rama, that we just would Asr it right away. In addition to that, the Rama points out it's a bad idea to leave an animal around. That might be a Trefa, where you're just leaving it for 12 months, hoping to prove that it's not a Trefa, because it could turn out that you'll forget sometime during the 12 months, you'll shecht it, you'll eat it, that could be a problem. So better to get rid of it right away. There's an additional halacha that which is yotzi mina trefa, hayotzi mina asr is asr. So if you make cheese from milk that came out of an animal that later was found to be a trefa after you shechted it turned out to be a trefa. So if it's something that trefa that could have just happened now, something that the animal got sick later, so then the cheese is b'cheskas kashrus, the milk is b'cheskas kashrus. But if it's something that the animal always had, it's a yeser, it has an extra limb, so that sometimes makes an animal a trefa as well. That didn't grow later on. That was something the animal always had. And whatever is yotzi mina aser is aser. That's the whole tumult about the different injections and things and procedures that they do on milking cows, and whether that makes them a trefa or not. Because if it does make them a trefa, then all the milk that comes from them is going to be aser. Okay, so let's begin Perek Elu Trefos. I'm sure some of you have article. You're going to have to help me with some of these translations. I'm looking at the picture, so I see exactly which part of the animal it's talking about, but I don't know the English. I don't know anatomy. I don't know the English words for a lot of these things. So Elu Trefos Behema. The following are Trefos in the Behema. Tosus, as we mentioned before, points out that some have the Girsa of Elu, some have Ve'elu. Nafkamina is that Elu would imply that we're starting a brand new topic having nothing to do with anything that was said before. Ve'elu is mechaber us to the previous perek, so you have to figure out, Tosis goes and figures out, if it's ve'elu, what exactly the connection is to the previous perek, that it relates to what we said in Daf Lam Beis Amud Aleph, Machlok Shev Akivin Rabbi Shevav, whether Ikur v'chalada are a nevela or a trefa. So Rabbi Akiva's modus Rabbi Shevav, ultimately that it's a nevela. So Aaron Misha says, okay, but what is a trefa? The following are trefos, meaning even though we had a machlokas, whether certain things were a trefa or a nevela, and ultimately everyone agreed it's a nevela, but the following things are actually trefos. So either elu or ve'elu trefos be'behem, behema, the following things are considered trefels. Nukuvas haveshet, if there's a tiniest little hole in the veshet. Now we've been dealing with the kana and the veshet for a while, because that's the halachas of shechita are on the kana and the veshet. But the tiny, so it's interesting because nukuvas haveshet upsukas hagargeres, that when it comes to the veshet, the tiniest little hole. When it comes to the gargeres, which is the kana, the windpipe, so then it's only when it's the majority that is cut that it's going to make it a trefa. So the kasha is dealt with. Rashi explains already in Daf Yutasim Beis. Wait a second. If nekuvas haveshet already makes it a trefa, so every time you do shechita, your first nokev the veshet, meaning that initial incision, is going to start cutting the veshet, and then you'll ultimately cut it through entirely. But before you did the shechita, before the shechita became kasher, you have a little hole in the veshet, and that lechora should have made the animal a trefa, which would mean that it's the animal ultimately is gonna not be kasher. So how does it help when you continue to shecht? So Rashi says that's all one maisa. As long as it's one maisa shechita, we don't view it, we don't like freeze the frame and say, oh, okay, now it's a nekuvas haveshet, and now it's a problem. No, you view it as one maisa shechita. So nekuvas haveshet, psukas hagargeres, nikav krom shalmoach, the membrane around the brain has a hole in it. Nikav halev lebeis chalolo, there's a hole in the heart that goes all the way to the chedrei halev, to the cavities of the heart. Nishpara hashidra, the chulios along the back of the animal are broken. Nifsaka chutshala, or the chut hashidra, the spinal column that is snapped. In all of these cases, the animal is going to be a trefa. Nita la kaved v'lemshtayrim in a klum. If the liver is removed and there's nothing left of it, that also would make it a trefa. Hareya shenikva o shechasra. If there's a hole in the lung or it is missing, one of the five lobes of the lung are missing. So that would be I don't know if they're called lobes. One of the five sections of the lung are missing that would be considered a trefa as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer that ad shetinokev lebeis hasimfonos, that the nekev in the reya in the lung is not going to be a trefa until it goes all the way to the beis hasimfonos, which is what brings the air to all the sections of the lung. Nikva hakeva, if the keva has a hole in it, nikva hamara, or the mara has a hole in it, and again, look at the pictures and you see the different parts of the animal. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines have a hole in it, hakares hapnimis shenikva, the inner stomach has a hole in it, o shenikra rov hachitzona, or the majority of the outer stomach has a hole in it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hagedola tefach, Vakatana Beruba. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a difference between the outer stomach, between a larger animal like a shor and a smaller animal like an egel. That when it's a larger animal, then it has to be a tefach of a hole, and only that would make it a trefa. A smaller animal, the majority of the keres has a hole, would make it a trefa, even though it's less than a tefach. Hemses u beis hakosos shenikvu, the hemses and the beis hakosos that have a hole in it, lachutz, to the point that you could see the hole on the outside from the place where it's attached to the rest of the body, naflam in a gag, or stam, an animal fell off of a roof, and you don't see any obvious breaks, any obvious problems. The animal just fell off of a roof. So if it doesn't, if you don't wait for 24 hours to see if it settles back into normal life, you have to assume that nisraskwe vareha, that its limbs all became disjointed in some way or another, that they became ruined, and you have to assume that would make it a trefa. Nishtabru rov tzaloseha, if the majority of the tzalos of the animal were broken, even if it didn't fall. Drusa sazev, where the animal was attacked by a wolf, so that also would make it a trefa, because we assume that the zaev has some sort of era, some sort of venom that he puts into a behema daka, into a sheep or a goat or a behema Magasi, even a shor, and that's the Ave, therefore, has the ability to insert something in the animal that it attacks, in its prey, that it's going to make it die, even if it doesn't look immediately like it's going to die. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Drusa Ze'ev Bedaka, Udrusari Begasi. He says, no. A Ze'ev can affect a Behema Daka, that it has the ability, but a Behema Gasa is not going to become a Trefa just because it was attacked by a Ze'ev. But an Ari, if a lion attacks, then even a Behema Gasa, we assume, is going to die, is going to be considered a trefa. Once we mentioned the difference between Behema Daka and Behema Gasa in the world of Behemos, so in the world of Ophos, we also distinguish between large and small. Drusos Hanates, an oaf that is nidras by another oaf, a small oaf that attacks with its paws, its fingernails, and not paws, but its fingernails like the nates. So that's Ba'of Hadak. That is going to make it a trefa if the nidras, if the animal that was attacked, was a tzipa or a benyona, something like that, some sort of small type of bird, because we then assume that it can get killed from the attack. Udrusas hagas, ba'of hagas. But if it's a larger bird that was attacked, it's only going to be a trefa if the attacker was also a larger bird. A small bird is not going to make a larger bird into a trefa. Zaklal. Then the Mishnah says, basic rule that governs all of Hilchos Trefos, kol she'ein kamo chaya, trefa. If an animal that suffers from this kind of ailment cannot survive, then it is going to be considered a trefa. Meaning we don't have to look at this animal in particular, if it was about to die or not. We know if this type of maka would make an animal die, so then we automatically assume that it's a trefa. If it's the type of maka that does not make animals die, then it is not a trefa. So the Gemara is going to explain, obviously, whenever we have za'aklal, it's coming to be marbe something more that we didn't mention. So the Gemara will get into exactly what we're coming to be marbe. So the Gemara now brings a basic din of trefa. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, remez l'trefa min ha-Torah minayin. Where do we find a remez to the din of trefa in the Torah? It says, minayin? What do you mean, where do you find it? It's a pasuk says, basa pasad trefa lo sochelu. You're looking for a remez to trefa? It's beferish in the Torah that a trefa cannot be eaten. So obviously, you don't need a remez. So the Rashi points out that even though the Gemara in Makos and Daf Yudches learns other dinim from this pasuk, like basar kachim that is yatzah chutz mechitz azara, that can't become mutter once the basar kachim leaves the azara, or an ubar that's hotzi yado, a fetus that sticks its hand out of the mother, that and then the mother shechted, that the hand that was stuck out is not included in the shechita, but still the pshuto shel mikra is still true. I mean, the pshuto shel mikra is not going to go away. So even though there are other halachos that are not part of the pshuto shel mikra that are derived from the pasuk, but the pshuto shel mikra is also true. So what do you mean? Where do we find a remez to the din of trefa? The beferish of the pasuk. So ella remez the trefa sheina chaya min ha-Torah minayin. No, what we're asking is, where do we find the din that trefa in a chaya? That if a trefa in a chaya, so you're going to make that assumption. So where do we see that that's part of the definition of trefa in the Torah? So dekatani seifa, because the seifa goes on to say zaklal kol shein kamo chay trefa mechal de trefa in a chaya. So minalan, meaning it says in the seifa of our Mishnah that any time it's ein kamo chaya, that makes an animal a trefa. Where did the Mishnah get that from? Meaning, I know that there's such a din of a trefa. The definition of trefa is what we're struggling with. Where do we see that anytime it's ein achaya, that automatically makes it a trefa? So Rabbi Shimon Lakish responds, "Dichsiv vizos achaya asher tochlu." Pasuk says in the parsha that talks about which behemos are tahoros and which behemos are tameos, meaning which are the kosher types of animals and the non-kosher types of animals. So we learn, the pasuk says, "Vizos hachaya asher tochlu." So we darshan, the lashon of chaya is a lashon of chayim, a lashon of life, that the behema has to be chaya, it has to have chiyus, it has to be something that's right way to live. Chaya achol, she'en achaya lo techol. Only an animal that's right to live can you eat. An animal that's not right to live, you can't eat. So even though it's the parsha of Beima Torah, Beima Tameya, and this has nothing to do with Beima Torah, Beima Tameya, but we're talking about generally what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat. So that word chaya tells us that only that which can normally live are you allowed to eat. Otherwise, it's a treifa, you can't eat it. Mechlal, the treifa, lo chaya. You see that a treifa that the Torah asers cannot live. So says the Gemara, up until this point we learned the makar for the din trefa in a chaya, but that assumes, like the Tana of our Mishnah, that that's true, that a trefa in a chaya. But there is a daya that disagrees and holds that a trefa can live for many years. And even though it can live for many years, the Torah still asks a trefa. We're going to see this in Machlokas Tanaim and Daf Nun Zayin and Beis, whether trefa chaya or not. And even though it's a metzius l'chora that you should be able to check and just see, you know, an animal in such a condition, just see, does it live or not? So the Ramban and the Ran write that they did the experiment, and most of them did not live more than 12 months, and therefore they assume trefa ein achaya. But the sheet that holds trefa chaya, it says that they have such a kabbalah from the Rebbeim that it can happen. So just because some animals died within 12 months, it doesn't mean that they can't, that it always has to be that way. That's what the Ramban and the Ran explain, because it's hard to imagine they have machlokas about something that's so easily verifiable with metzius. You know, just do a very simple experiment and see. So they say, no, the experiment will never be conclusive, because you'll never have done it on enough animals to be able to be conclusive, unless you have them living past 12 months, then you will have done it. So I'm not sure exactly. This is a major problem that the Rishonim deal with. Also, Tosus points out that even if you hold that trefa chaya, it's not going to live a very long time. Right? That's what Tosus writes in a number of places later on in this Masech, and also Masech Sanhedrin, because even if you hold trefa chaya, ultimately this wound is going to kill it. Meaning this is going to, it is a fatal a blow, it's just not going to kill it necessarily within 12 months. But anyway, so the mandiyam a trefa chaya, if you assume a trefa chaya minale, how do you know that a trefa is able to live? So nafkale mizos hachaya asher tochlu. The Lashon Zos is telling us this chaya you eat. Zos hachaya achol, but chaya acheres lo techol. There's another type of animal that can live that you cannot eat. Mechlal, the trefa chaya. What is the other type of animal that can live that you cannot eat? That's a trefa, because a trefa can live. V'idach, and the shita that holds trefa ain't a chaya, and doesn't darshan the word Zos. Hi Zos Mayavile, what does he do with the word Zos? He does use the word Zos. He needs it for the drush of the Tanah Debei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanah Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Zos Hachaya Asher Tochlu, Melamit Shetafas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikol Min V'Min V'Hera Lo L'Moshe. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu took every min, every type of behema, every type of chaya, and showed it to Moshe. V'Omer Lo, Zos Echol, Zos Leit Lo Techol. This one you can eat, this one you can't eat. Meaning the word Zos and the word Zeh always means Mora Be'etzba, that someone is being shown something directly, and therefore the word Zos is used over here to indicate that Kodesh Baruch was actually showing Moshe Rabbeinu the animal itself. It's always Mora Be'etzba, that you can actually point to it that's right in front of you. So that's what we learn from the word Zos. V'idach, and the Shita that learns from Zos, that Trefa Chaya, Namim Ba'ilel Chantan Dibir Rabbi Shmuel, doesn't he need the Tanah Dibir Rabbi Shmuel also? Doesn't he also hold that Kodesh Baruch Hu demonstrated to Moshe and showed Moshe Rabbeinu directly what can live and what cannot live? So Enachinami, that's true. Even if you hold the trefa is chaya, you darshin the zos like Tanah Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. Ela trefa chaya minale. So where does he really know trefa chaya from? Not from zos, not from that pasuk. We have to say it's a different source. Nafgalei meidach Tanah Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. He learns it from a different drasha that came out of the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanah Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, in the end of the parsha, the behemos, the taurus, and the tameos, the pasuk says, Bein achaya anacheles uvein achaya asher lo teachel. That there are certain behemos that are ra'ui to live and you eat them, and there are other behemos that are royal to live and still you can't eat them. So the Chacham Darshan, what does it mean that they're royal to live that you can't eat? Ela shmona esrei trefos shenemar l'Moshe miSinai. So it just mentions Derech Agav, the number, right? The point of the Tanah Dibur Rabbi Shmuel is that we're Darshan, the point of us bringing in the Tanah Dibur Rabbi Shmuel right now is just to show that there is this pasuk, there's this other pasuk that tells us that a trefa is chaya. But he just happened to mention, while talking about Treifa Chaya, that there are Shmona Esrei, there are 18 Treifos that are Nemru L'Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara fixates on that number. 18? You're sure there's only 18? V'suleka? Are there no more than 18? V'yika Baskar V'Shev Shmaitzasa. There is Baskar and Shev Shmaitzasa. So what does that mean? Baskar is a mnemonic for the four additional Simani Treifa that can be found in Mishnayos and Brisos, and we're about to enumerate them. We'll go through what they are. And Shev Shmaitza are seven additional ones that we find in the teachings of the Amoraim that will make something a Treifa, and yet we're not listed among the 18 of the Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel. So says Mar Bishlam L'Tanit Didan. I'm saying very well the Tanit of our Mishnah, even though the Mishnah lists 18 Treifos, but it doesn't say a number of treifos. It never said the number 18. So it just listed a whole bunch of treifos, and when you count them up, it's 18. So when you find that there are four more in Tanayim, seven more in Amoraim, that's not going to be Akasha. Tana Udashayir Asya Bizar Klal, because it wasn't giving an exhaustive list. How do I know it wasn't giving an exhaustive list? The Mishnah concluded with Zah Klal, that if it can live, it's not a treifa. If it can't live, it is a treifa. So that Klal is supposed to catch whatever it missed, whatever items were not on the list. El Tana de Beit Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Shmona Esri Treifos. But he makes like this absolute statement that there are 18 of them. V'suleka, there's no more than 18. Ay, but v'ha ika, there are these other four plus the other seven. There are 11 additional Treifos. So the Gemara is going to now go through what they are. So the first one is what it says in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. That behema shenechtechu raglel min arkuva ulamayla. The animal had its legs cut above the arkuva. There are two deos exactly where the arkuva is. I'm sure you have pictures in whichever Gemara you're using about it, but two deos where the arkuva is on the leg of the animal. So the leg of two different joints. So the leg of the animal gets cut above the arkuva, so treifa. So that is a treifa. So this is not one of the Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel's 18 treifas, but it's a treifa according to the Mishnah. So you have to say that Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Sabalek Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Damri Yecholi Hilikvos Velichios. The Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel must hold that there is a way to cure that one. That if you immediately apply some heat to the place of the wound, it will clot the blood and it will stop it from being a treifa. Someone sent me a video the other day of a chicken that had its head cut off, and just in the 1950s, and it had a clot at the neck, and it lived for like another year and a half or something. It was like a circus act or something. So, okay. I said it like it made money every, I don't know. So even though it's able to live, because you can burn it on that spot, and it will clot the blood, and it will live. So, Leman Kamar, so says Gemara, no, it's not going to help over here, because who is the Tana that we're trying to justify over here? The Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel. We're trying to explain the Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel, who listed only 18 treifos. Well, Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel, treifa chayis v'ulei. The Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel is not going to be swayed by the argument that no, this can't count as a treifa because the animal could still live. Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel holds the treifa can live. Remember, that's why we brought the Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel in the first place, that he showed us the pasuk from which we learned that a treifa can live. So you can't use the idea that this can live as an explanation for why it doesn't belong on Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel's list of treifos. Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel believes that all treifos can live, or that many of the treifos can live. So that doesn't answer for the Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel. So we need another answer. Why is the fact the cutting of the leg min arkuva ulamayla? Why isn't that listed as one of the treifos? So the Gemara says Ella. The reason for the Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel not counting the cutting of the leg min arkuva ulamayla is Savala Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel must hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Da Amar Ksheirahi, that such a behemoth is kosher, but not for the same reason that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say that it's kosher when it's cut above the leg because it's yichal lichvos v'lichyos. You could do something to make it live. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, if it can live, it can't be a treifa. Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's not a treifa, but for another reason. It's simply not the kind of makkah that would make it a treifa. I don't care if it can live or not live. That is not something that would make it a treifa. So another type of treifa that is not mentioned by the Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that is not one of the 18 of the Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Vayika Chisaron Bashidra. There is a chisaron in the spine. Ditnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Alos in the second parak, kama chisaron bashidra, how many chulios need to be missing from the shidra in order that the bones of the dead body are not mitame ba'oel, because it's missing rov binyan and minyan of the bones of the, because if you only have a bones of a body and you don't have basa gidin vatsamos, you don't have a full aver, right, of a body, you only have bones, it's only going to be mitame ba'oel if it's rov minyan and binyan of the bones. That's why I got the shayla sometimes, some people who were in medical school or dental school, they had to take home boxes of bones that they keep in their apartment, so if they invite Kohanim over for lunch, if they have in their house these bones. So Rav Minyan Ubinyan of bones of a Jewish body is Mitami Ba'olel. So Beishami Omrim Shtei Chulios. Beishami says if two Chulios are missing from the Shidra, Beisil Omrim Chulyachas, even one, what does that have to do? What does Tumas Omel have to do with us? The next line, Vam Rav Yidom Shmuel V'chein L'Trefa, that the same din will apply to a Trefa. So there's a Mishnah Alos, it's about Olel, but that line, that v'chein l'trefa, that according to Beis Shammai, only if it's missing two chulios from the shidra is the animal considered a trefa, but if it's only chulia achas, it's not a trefa. According to Beis Hillel, even if one chulia is missing, it's a trefa. So there's another item that's not on Tanna de Rabbi Shmuel's list of what makes it into a trefa. So the Gemara answers, even Tanna de Rabbi Shmuel holds that would make an animal into a trefa, and it is included on his list. But he numbers things a little differently. Hemses Besakosos, the Chashavt Lubitarti, we counted Hemses and Besakosos as two separate trefos on the list, but Chashvinu B'chada, the Tanna de Rabbi Shmuel, would count that as a single trefa, and therefore, Apik Chada Va'ayil Chada. So now he's got an empty slot to fill, so he fills that slot on the list with this, with Chisaron B'Shidra, Chisaron of Chulia Achas B'Shidra. So says Marva Ikog, Gluda, but there's a Mishnah Nundalat Amidal as a third item that if the skin of the animal is entirely peeled off, that too would make it a trefa. So Savlak Rav Meir Demachshir. No, he holds like Rav Meir that a gluda is kosher, is not a trefa. Iva Yikharusa. But what about the fact that a behemoth whose lung is shriveled and becomes hardened? So isn't that's also in the Mishnah as one of the trefas on Daf Nundalid? So how come we don't have that on Tanna de Rabbi Shmuel's list? So the Gemara answers, Mara man katanila. You know, when Nikva Hamara was mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the trefos, who's the Tana that taught that in the Mishnah that thinks that it's a trefa? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim actually disagree on tomorrow's daf and Gimel Amaralf, and they hold that Nikva Amara is not a trefa. So the Tana of the Rabbi Shimon probably just hold like the Chachamim that Nikva Amara doesn't belong on the list. So you take that one out of the list. Apik Mara Va'il Charusa. Take that one out of the list and put this Charusa on the list instead. So the Gemara, up until this point, we're asking from those four. But now, Ve'ika Shev Shmaitza, there are also another seven Shmuos of Amorayim that list the other trefos. Damrav Masna, Hai Buka Da Atma, Deshaf Miduchte. If the thigh is dislodged from its spot, trefa, that will make it a trefa. Vamar Rachish Bar Papa Mishmei Derav, another Amora, Laksa Bekulia Achas Trefa. If one of its kidneys gets damaged, it's a trefa. Utnan, and even just one, but certainly two, it would be a trefa. Utnan, Nitala Tchol Kshera, if the spleen is taken, it's a kasher. Vamar Avira Mishmei Derav, Lo Shanu Elenital, Avalnikev Trefa, but if it's punctured, it would be a trefa. Vamar Abar Chanam Rishmuel, Simanim Shani Dal. Trefa. If the Kana and Veshet are moved out of their place from where they're attached in the body, that also would be a trefa. And a fifth one, Vamrab Arashilam Rav Masam Shmuel, Nekrat Sela Meikara, trefa. If the entire Tsela with half of the Chulia is uprooted, is removed from its place, that would also be a trefa. And sixth one, Vilgulgolas Shenechbisa Beruba. If a skull is struck with many makos to the point that the majority of it is swollen, so then it would be a trefa. And number seven, basra chofes rofa keres berubo trefa. If the basra that surrounds the keres is mostly cut open, that's going to be a trefa. So how come these seven didn't make the list of the Tanna de Rabbi Shmuel? So says Gemara, nekuvei t'man yahavu. All the trefos in the Mishnah that were listed as having a nekev, a hole, are there are eight of them. them in the Mishnah. So Chashvinu Bechad, the Tanur Rebbe Shmuel will count all of those as only one, which leaves seven open slots. So Apik Shev Va'el Shev. So take those seven away because that counts as only one, and insert these seven. Iach Ipsukinami Treihav Chashvinu Bechad. But there are two in the Mishnah that are cases of something being pasak. So how come that counts as two? That should also only count as one. If every nekev treifa counts as one, so every pasak should count as one. So pasalu chada. So you're still one short. Va'od rav virim shmei derav nami nekuvihi. And one of the seven is also nekuva. So you're going to be too short because of all the nekuvas only count as one. So you're going to end up being too short. Elahanat tarta da'apak lo tapik. So you have to go back to what we said before. We took out two of the treifos earlier in the earlier discussions of the Gemara when we were trying to cheshmen out the original four. So in answering those questions, we took out from the minyan of the 18 trefos. So don't take those out. You have to reinsert those in those trefos. So and then you'll come out to the number of 18. Okay, Ben Shem, we'll pick up with Amar Ula on the top line tomorrow.